Apple will need to pay up to €13 billion in back taxes plus interest to Ireland. The European Union found that Apple had been paying next to no tax across its 28 countries for over 11 years. The ruling's part of the EU's Executive Commission's battle to have multinationals pay their fair share in the region. The EU says many multinational companies are accused of tax dodging, and that companies like Starbucks, Fiat, and Amazon have struck deals with EU countries to pay unusually low taxes if they base their EU operations there. The EU Competition Commissioner, Margrethe Vestager, says an investigation found Ireland's granted enough tax breaks to Apple that the tax rate on its European profits dropped from 1% in 2003 to 0.005% in 2014. So, for every €1 million Apple made in profit, it paid only €50 in taxes. Vestager says member states giving tax benefits to companies is illegal under EU state aid rules. The €13 billion would be a huge sum of money for Ireland, which only has a population of 4.6 million people. Divided up, it would be over €2,800 for every man, woman and child. Apple says it followed the law and paid every cent of the taxes it owed. It adds that it'll challenge the EU in European courts. For the AP, I'm Peter Baker from the Rivet World Desk.